Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
You are always on my mind.
So right through the top five songs from this week in 1982. Willie Nelson starts us off with one of the great ballads from the country world.
Maybe I didn't hold you.
Always had a soft spot in my heart for this song.
Wow, 1982.
I know, isn't it amazing how far back? Yeah.
Well, I thought it was early. I thought it was older than that.
I guess I never told you.
He was just on point at this point in his career, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Worst concert I've ever seen in my life.
I know, that's what you said.
What a piece of garbage. That hunk of garbage guitar that he holds with one string on it sounds like a cat that's being beat.
Yeah.
And his voice.
Rich, were you not loved enough as a child?
Apparently not.
Molly, could you go in there and hold Richie?
Yeah. Some cuddling.
You are always number five. That was Willie Nelson. Number four belongs to Ray Parker Jr.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in love.
Wasn't he in the Ghostbusters?
He was the Ghostbusters.
Sure was.
Yeah, so where'd this come from? I don't even remember. I think I remember this.
Well, he was a singer. He was a soul singer. And just happened to do the Ghostbusters theme. But
I'm just the average guy.
This song is so great.
But the Ghostbusters theme was supposedly a ripoff from Huey Lewis in the News, right?
Yeah. On a new drug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Somebody stole somebody else's song?
I know.
Good
Couldn't
Lord.
Couldn't happen, Molly. Stop making stuff up.
I'm sorry. I'm a crazy girl.
We were the other night at the Barry Manilow concert. All right.
How many stories are we going to get out of this Barry Manilow concert?
Well, okay. So
when will this concert just die?
Okay,
and go
so
away?
Here's how my mind works. All right,
yeah,
trailing
I know
through the Coldplay song they're using during the when Dave Koz goes off the set and waiting for Barry Manilow, they're playing a bunch of pop music, and one of the songs they play is Coldplay, and we couldn't either of us remember the title of the song. So Meredith gets out her her iPhone, and she goes to try to figure out what the lyric lines are.
Sure, yeah.
And so one of the things that came about as a discussion of this is stealing lyrics from other songs, because Coldplay supposedly stole the lyric line from La Vida Loca, or whatever the name of the song was.
Well, Live in La Vida. No.
But it was the instrumental version
right.
of that song that caused the stir, I think, Richie, as I remember correctly. We made a big deal out of that on the air. And I bet that was, what, 3 or 4 years ago now? How long ago?
At least.
No, God. All right. Anyway, Ray Parker Jr., you get the story. Number four this week, 1982 in the focus here musically. Toto is number three. Why are you laughing?
Toto.
What? You don't like it? Let's go to number two then, Richie.
I like it. It's fine.
The Human League.
I like this better.
Yeah. It's a good song. Great pop song. Don't You Want Me, Baby?
This is a song that pops up when you go to my dating profile.
Really? Uh-huh. At the NRA Personals website.
Oh, is there one?
I don't know. I'll bet there is. I'll bet there's a gun site for personal ads. What do you bet?
Oh, there is.
I'm pretty sure there is.
It has to be. Yeah. All right, number one this week, 1982, Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder. Not Doug Steffen and Jerry Springer.
I love this song, but I can never listen to it without thinking of Joe Piscopo.
I know.
You are white and I am black.
I have sight, you are blind as a bat.
That's right.
Boy, the envisioning me and Springer on the stage of a beer hall in Cincinnati doing this to karaoke, man. All right, so the thought of the day today comes from McCartney, quote, "Make way for the young kids. Let them make way for themselves. If they're better than me, they'll beat me." Not many people have done that.
America Weekend.
Think green. Harrison with you. According to the LA Times, a City of Los Angeles investigations uncovered evidence that vans dispatched by the College Hospital chain have dumped as many as 150 mental patients on Skid Row in the last 2 years. One 32-year-old schizophrenic was dumped just after being diagnosed as dangerously delusional and paranoid. It's gotten so bad that California courts have issued a stop order to determine what's the proper place for commercial hospitals to dump mentally ill patients. Federal regulations require medical facilities to come up with a plan for follow-up care, but they don't order hospitals ever to make sure their discharge patients actually receive it. L.A., the second largest city in the U.S., seems to be spending as much time dumping patients as they are trying to heal them. Except in Hollywood, of course. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
First motorcycle I rode was an old Bonneville Triumph, and it was 750 and had a lot of power, and I was just a small thing, 16 years old.
What could possibly go wrong?
Helps to know somebody.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute.
First time I got on it, I went into my local town and I choked off at the first stoplight. I got to the next stoplight, I was so embarrassed I wasn't going to let that happen again. So I had it throttled wide open, and when the light turned green, I popped the clutch. I did a wheelie for about three blocks down the street. The law was behind me and they come pulling me in. I had to explain to them I really didn't mean to do that. I was just hanging on for dear life.
Get a ticket?
No, he let me go.
American Biker Minute.
Helps to know somebody.
Your passport to the open road on 2 wheels.